Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I have been so looking forward to tonight's show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We come each week at this time to talk about what I love to talk about, street smart spirituality. One of the things that I know about my life is that I've learned some incredible things, but I haven't learned it, so to speak, like some other folks. I haven't spent a whole lot of time out on out in Tibet. I haven't spent a lot of time in a monastery. I've spent a lot of time on the streets having to use my intuition in both my personal life and in the business world. And so we share with you some real-time practical ways for you to get connected with your higher self and for you to know that you can have the life that you absolutely desire without compromise, without negotiating, and with a divine connection. My guest today also knows this. I am so thrilled to be here with one of my favorite people, Dr. Carmen Harris. She's joining me today, and she is here to talk about many, many things, especially her new book. But more importantly, we're going to be taking your calls. She's going to connect with you. We're going to give you such an incredible experience with one of today's amazing psychics, someone that knows so much about the world, that has an incredible 93% accuracy rate. And she's joining me today right off from her hot radio show, best-selling books, an incredible dialogue about the world and about what it's like to live life full out. Dr. Carmen, thank you so much for joining the show today. As we say, you absolutely rock.
So do you, Dr. Patty. Such a pleasure to be with you all the time. You're such an inspiration for so many people. I absolutely, truly adore you, and I'm looking forward for the show. Anytime I'm with you, I'm just excited. I'm in a state of joy, because that's what my book is all about, you know, how to be in a state of joy. People are so depressed. We live in a very depressed world. So I said, let me come up with a book that is called The Trinity of Health, that will allow people to realize that if you are depressed, you're not in a state of joy. And if you're not in a state of joy, it means you're severely depressed. So what is going on? How can you change that? And how can you acknowledge that stress and the joy cancel one another? So from here, all the idea of being healthy, how to be in a state of balance and stability, in a state of good health. If you experience so much pressure and so much stress and so much negative emotion, all those deadly emotions that you and I, we know so much about, and the root of the problem in the world today. So that's the reason of the book, The Trinity of Health, and I do hope that people will get it, because they're going to learn so much. There's so many tips how to integrate the golden principle in your life and how to realize that it's not only about how to exercise your body and what you eat. It's all about how to find balance, as I said, seeking joy in your life, how to cultivate awareness. Such an important law of life. If you're not aware of the things in your life, you can never change them. How to avoid reactivity. We live in a world where there's so much compulsive behavior, so much addiction. How to treasure togetherness, such an important thing. You know, we are wired for togetherness. We're meant to be together. How to return to Mother Nature, because everything is about Mother Nature when it comes to real food, when it comes to moving your body, to exercise, and more importantly, how to create good karma every day, because it's all about living with good karma for the future generation and for yourself, for reaching that state of wellness and totality by embracing responsibility. So these are the principle of my new book called The Trinity of Health, how to elevate your consciousness beyond the mundane and confining routine of every day.
You know, one of the things that you start right out in the book, and I want to talk about this a little bit, and as I do that, I want to invite all of you out there that's listening to the show, check out Dr. Carmen's website. If you go to the website, you will first of all, you'll be greeted by an incredible opportunity to take a look who she is, what she does, what her life's been about. You'll get to read about her. You'll also get to check out the book. And the website you can go to is www.carmenharra.com. That's carmenhara.com, and check it out. One of the things you're going to find that she's a psychologist, metaphysical intuitive, best-selling author, and here today to take your calls, take your questions, intuitively connect with you, and find out what kinds of things are going on in your life and how you can get off the dime. Get off the dime. Get off the couch. When you start out in this book, this is what I've been struck by. You come right out of the gate with number one principle about cultivating awareness. Now, I love the word cultivate in this same phrase, cultivate awareness. We don't talk about cultivating awareness. We talk about you being aware. But nobody really talks about the process of cultivating. Could you say a little bit about that?
Well, I think that, you know, majority of us have no awareness in our action and intention on a daily basis. You just go with whatever's going to happen. And as a result of this, you get trapped in the daily routine, and what you get trapped into is most likely your emotions, and especially all the relationship that in many cases you don't know how to cope with. Like, for instance, you just go at a corner of the street and you just buy whatever's available. You don't have awareness what's good for you and what's not. You don't have awareness of where you stand in your mind, what about your thinking. So it's such an amazing process because everything in life comes from awareness. So awareness is the most significant law of life. If you're aware of what you're doing, if you're aware that you're harming yourself by taking a certain drug, if you're aware that you're not creative enough, if you're aware of your intention, that you can change things. If you're aware of your mistakes in the past, things can be transformed. So if you use awareness, you can break through patterns. So awareness comes when you contemplate yourself deeply, and it's an entire process that is as necessary as any other major process of life. So it requires introspection. You have to study the quality of your life. You have to look deeper within yourself, and you have to see that everything that happens to you sometimes happens too quickly, and it doesn't allow you to find the reason why. So, like, for instance, you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a nightmare and you don't know the source of the nightmare, so the subconscious is telling you that something is not right. So awareness is that number one law of transformation, and transformation is all about life. Life is transformation. So awareness is that comes first. So when you're aware of something, then you can change things. You reestablish a new ritual in life. You can break a pattern. You can make so many things to tune into yourself. Like, even when you take a walk in the morning, and even if you take a deep breath, learning how to meditate, how to tap into yourself, how to calm down from the problems that you have, is cultivating that awareness. And if you look at the world today, there's so many people that are so overwhelmed, as I said at the beginning, with stress and depression. We actually live in a very depressed world. That's what concerns me, Dr. Pat. And you and I, we work so much with all these disturbances in the brain. We work with the people who have problem with depression, and all they know is to ask for an antidepressant without thinking of all the how to break through it without medication.
You know, we have gotten so dependent upon medication, upon so many things, that I don't think that we have a clear sense of the power that we innately have at this point in time. You know, Dr. Carmen, we've watched a generation of young people come through labeled ADD, ADHD, whatever
exactly.
The D's are.
Yeah.
We, you know, they're now popping into their 18, 19, 20-year-old realm. Some of these folks came into this world as crystal children. They came in absolutely enlightened. They came in with a higher level of maturity than their parents knew what to do with. And at the same time, what we've done is we've had to manage, control, and dissect their personalities. So the question is, if we're doing this to our young people, what are we doing? What are we doing in society as a whole?
Exactly. And the reason I said we have to cultivate awareness, so coming back to the whole idea, is that awareness leads to the stability that is missing, to balance, indirectly to health. you know, and to the possibility of detecting disease in time. You know, it breaks all kinds of blockages and unhealthy behavior and unhealthy pattern. And if there's no awareness, then definitely you're not talking about a longer life, a happier life, because there's no way. So you have to strive for awareness in everything you do, in your thoughts, in your emotion, in the way you relate to the people in your life, in the way you express yourself, in the words you choose, in how you take care of yourself, in how you handle your responsibilities, the choices you make in your life, because being healthy means staying in the light, feeling good, taking care of yourself, and having wonderful relationship with everybody around. So the moment you create a dis-ease, the Greek word of disconnecting your feeling from at ease, like being depressed, sick, and miserable, and unhappy, and unbalanced, then what do you expect? You know, what's the next step? So there is no other way other than being aware to achieve health and vitality.
And, you know, as you talk to the many people you do, you have clients that come to you, you work with people every day, you take calls on the radio. I mean, you've been working with people at, you know, at a psychic level, at a clairvoyant level for quite some time. You have your own radio show. People call in. They want insights. They know of your reputation. They know of your incredible track record. I mean, some of the things that you predicted have blown people away. Am I correct?
Yes, because I believe, you know, I'm one of those people who believe in parapsychology. And actually, let's think a little bit about Carl Jung. Let's go back to Freud. Even if they were not so very sure, but most likely I think Carl Jung, he did accept the idea that there is something that goes beyond psychology and that the mind has abilities to break linear time. And that if you integrate psychology, parapsychology into psychology, so being intuitive, it helps a therapist to see better through people, to bring up, to come up with other things other than the traditional cognitive therapy. So there are other ways around. So I always believe that being intuitive, it helped me help people even more than they expected. And I do believe in my heart that it's possible to see things beyond time, and it's such a gift and such a blessing to be able to see what's going to happen. And I personally made a lot of world events prediction that they all came true. Even I am shocked. Where is this coming from? But I take it like it's a gift. It comes from the divine, from the other dimension, and I do celebrate this opportunity.
Well, you sat down and you decided to write a book, Dr. Carmen. You decided to write a book that it helps people in so many ways. I mean, when we look at what you've outlined for folks, and I've referred to what it means to cultivate awareness. But yet, at the same time, you also talk about stepping in into a totally proactive mode and avoid reactivity. And yet, we are in a world right now where people are going from the wristwatch on their arm to their cell phone beeping to the next call. How do we communicate out there to everyone that we can live a totally joyful, optimistic, and realistic life and still live the day-to-day?
Yeah, and because you just step upon another principle, you talk about being proactive. I think the first principle of awareness leads actually to the second principle. It's very simple because always one thing leads to another. It's so significant, and that's the will of life, and this is the, as I said, it the principle of transformation. But very significant in life, and one of the things that I want the young generation to learn by reading this book is how to resist them temptation. You know, being proactive means resisting. It's a concept of being proactive is temptation surrounds us everywhere. And we frequently do things without analyzing, without introspecting, without thinking. So we do things automatically. So if the young generation, this wonderful people out there just go to a party and everybody takes smokes marijuana, whatever, they will do it, you know, just because everybody else does it, you know. So but when you combine your awareness, you know, with the resistance, then you achieve the second law. And we are not born with good or bad behavior. we create them. So everything comes from the creation. So life is our creation. So resisting is a tool that can create that positive you in a positive environment. So part of the power of resistance comes from your belief in your right, in what to do and what not to do. So like resisting some type of food. I mean, look at the young generation again. So many are obese. We're not born to be obese. You know, Mother Nature, that's not the way we were meant to be. God doesn't want us to be, but because, we eat the wrong food by not being aware of what's good for us. We're not educated what to do and what not to do. We do all kinds of things that are wrong, like addiction, smoking. For instance, one of the wrong things that I think the young generation does, they eat in front of the TV. They eat in a movie theater. They even sell you food. Okay, eat while you watch the movie. That's a bad habit, but that's a national habit, you know. There are things that you do when you feel that you have to go along with everybody else, you know. So the principle of resistance demonstrates that you can choose otherwise. There is another way, and you don't have to be like everybody else. So I think that all the principles that I discuss and the way I teach people to do, allow people to take responsibility and build a different you and a healthier you. So going back into how to do it, this book will teach how to implement this concept of being proactive in your life. When, what, where, how much, with who, when, and how. All is this question that you have to do. Like, for instance, when it comes down to food, I think people should be aware of the big four, that they have to say no. If you know how to say no to the big four, you can be here not for 100 years, for probably 1,000 years, because the molecule is designed to live up to 1,000 years. Scientifically, it can be proven, and also the fact that the Bible talks about Abraham having children at 800 years, that is something we cannot comprehend. It comes down to the truth that existed thousands and thousands of years ago. If you think of the white stuff, you know, the white processed refined carbohydrates.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you think of the salt, if you think of the saturated fat, so all of this, the sugar, these are the four whites. If you, in your mind, program your mind to stay away and you count, okay, the white stuff, what is that? The salt, the sugar, the saturated fat, everything that is white. This is not something we should eat. And let's think of the Mediterranean diet. The way that the European people used to eat in Greek, that's one of the reasons I think European people are much, much in a better state of balance and than us here. You know, we see people obese here. That kind of thing you don't see in Europe as much because of the Mediterranean diet.
You know, Dr. Carmen, when we're talking about being out of balance, I can't help but think about our metaphysical nature.
Oh, absolutely.
And how that gets out of balance. And I know what you do on a one-to-one basis with people is you connect with them just like we're going to do right here on the show. I want to invite our listeners, if you'd like.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be so thrilled to answer people's questions. That's
absolutely
the best that can happen to me.
Let's
yeah.
do it right now. I want to open up the phone lines for those of you that want to call in, want to connect with Dr. Carmen Hata. I want to invite you to call 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. That is a toll-free number. We're going to take your call. I want to connect you with Dr. Carmen, experience what it's like for her to connect with you at an intuitive level, connect in what she can do to answer your questions, to plug into the energies around you, and this is the time to do it. 877-876-5227. You know, Dr. Carmen, you've had this gift for quite some time. To be 93% accurate is pretty incredible.
I had very amazing experiences in my life, you know, talking about not so much an individual, but global world events. I had the Spanish station Telemundo, if you heard about Telemundo,
yeah.
coming to me, to my office in Manhattan, more than 3 years, almost 4 years ago. And the lady at the station, she was actually from Ecuador, and she said, well, we will have elections in the future in Ecuador, like in 2 years. Do you see, because we're so concerned about our situation, do you have an idea who can be the president? And I said, yes. And right away, my mind described the man, 40 years old, with three children, green eyes. He said, well, we don't really have people with green eyes in Ecuador. We all, and I said, well, this man is very tall. I said, well, majority of people in Ecuador are kind of more medium, more short, and more brunette. I said, no, no, this is a very tall man. He has green eyes. I said, he has an R name, he has three kids, and he's in the 40s, and I think this guy has to do something with finance. And the woman looked at me and said, there's no one like that, Dr. Hara. I said, I don't know who you're talking about. I said, well, I'm just telling you what my mind says, so I'm just listening to the message of my perception, and I'm just giving you this description. And 2 years, 3 years went by, and one day I'm getting a call from Ecuador, from the America Vive station in Ecuador, says, guess what, the guy you described years ago on my tape, I played a tape in Ecuador, I played it everywhere all over the globe, especially in South America, because the tape describes this our future president.
Well, you know, one of the things that I know you do well is connect with people, and we've got someone on the line right
okay.
now. Who's calling in? Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, thank you. My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you? How can I help you, Brian? You have a specific question for me?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, but I think the most prevalent thing on my mind is, what can we do as humans to help further the raising of consciousness on this planet?
Well, I understand your concern, and I want to tell you, I don't know if you watched CNN the other day, it was Dalai Lama talking to the president. Did you see that segment?
You know, I missed that.
Very significant, because we made a big comment on the way Dalai Lama was laughing at our president, you know, and constantly laughing. And everything the president said, Dalai Lama continued to laugh. And the producer on CNN said, well, Dalai Lama probably doesn't speak English very well, and that's why he was laughing. And my opinion was, no, Dalai Lama wanted to be in a state of joy, and that's what the planet should be, in a state of joy. And instead of us creating joy, we create stress, we create war, we create tragedies. You know, if you watch the news, you have a million of reasons to be upset. What's happening in the world, but I really think that it's a projection of our collective mind. Everything that happens, from the music to the news to the way we eat to the way we express ourselves to the world of drugs and computer, is because that's the world that we, at this level of consciousness, we project. Now, there comes Dalai Lama teaching us otherwise. No, try to erase all this negativity. Try to stay in a sense of content and joy and happiness, no matter what happens around you. And then that is the only way to reach a stage of good and balance, and all of a sudden all the problems can be gone in a minute. So it might seem like as simple as, almost like impossibly simple, too simple to be, but I think that we just had a big lesson the other day, but obviously we didn't got it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the comment on CNN was very clear that we don't understand what it is to be in a state of joy. We got so used to be depressed, we so used to go to war, that we think that's the way it has to be. We forgot to laugh. We forgot to be together. We forgot to celebrate life. We forgot to celebrate Mother Nature. You know, we disconnected from each other. I had a patient the other day telling me she dates online for 3 years someone who she has never met, but she loves him, but she has never met him. But they date each other for 3 years. So this is where we are today. We disconnected from ourselves. So I think reconnecting, I think understanding the philosophy that existed for thousands of years will help us elevate our consciousness to a different level. And it can be done. And I think we have to have this shift in our perception, because otherwise, you know, I don't know where this world is going to go. You know, it definitely will create this catastrophe, this disaster, because that's what we project. That this planet is in danger. This is what you hear every day if you watch the news or read the paper.
Yeah, I really don't.
So if you don't, you're good. You know,
yeah, I just do meditation. And
okay,
you know,
so when you meditate, you're safe. You go within yourself. You know, you go to the core of your inner self, and you feel safe and protected, and you will be. And you will be, and I understand your concern, because that's my concern too. Where is this world going? In my opinion, there's going to be a a sequence of events that will wake us up, because in order to create the awareness, something has to happen. If we're not becoming aware of ourselves, then something will have to happen. This has to be like some kind of a magic, you know, experience that will wake up collectively. And then we will understand that this thinking doesn't go any further. We have to shift to a new perception. And it's all gonna, and we're going to be a much happier. I think we're moving to another level of vibration in the future that is a much better level. I don't know if Dr. Pat agrees with me.
Well, I got to say a couple of different things. I agree that we're moving. You know, Brian, I don't know if you caught my show earlier today, but I had a conversation with Carolyn Mays. And Carolyn and I think, come from two different sides of a coin. I know that she is very upset, very disturbed with the state of affairs right now, and expresses her dissatisfaction with the level of complacency we have right now. And on my perspective, I come from the place of being an optimist. That doesn't mean I'm not a realist, but I come from a place of looking at the edge of hope as opposed to the edge of disaster. And, you know, most people will probably call me a little airy-fairy, a little, you know, a little bit off the edge, but I've always been called that. And so the question that comes to mind, given what Carmen has said, and given, Brian, what an incredible question that you've asking, is what is mine to do me? What is mine to do today that will contribute to raising the consciousness on the planet?
Exactly. That's such a beautiful, statement. Great statement, Dr. Pat.
So, Brian, can you imagine a world if everyone asked themselves that question? For every one of you listening out there today, you know, Brian, I think you've opened up a door.
A big door, yeah.
A big door to invite people to ask the question to themselves, the question of what is mine to do? What is mine to do today? Even one thing, one act that will raise consciousness, that will create a shift, that will drop the drop in the lake, creating a wiffle, creating a ripple that will then turn into a tsunami of consciousness. I mean, what is it that we can do? Brian, what can you think of for yourself that you can do, other than the fact that you picked up the phone and called into the show to help all of us raise our consciousness?
Yeah, and life is actually programmed by us, Dr. Pat. That's mm-hmm. what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's happened in the world is programmed somewhere by the collective mind. And it is the collective karma, the accumulated karma for thousands of years, and it reaches a peak, you know, when we have to acknowledge, going back to awareness, what we've done for thousands of years, that it cannot be like this anymore. And yes, as you said it so clearly, the moment when we decide to take charge, to take responsibility and do something collectively, you know, this turnaround can be so fast and so powerful and so magic and so beautiful.
And that's what we're inviting everyone to do. Brian, thank you for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
welcome.
We love you, Brian.
Joining the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for inviting us to participate in the question.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I want to invite others to join in and join in this conversation, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. We're taking your calls right here in the station. You know, Dr. Carmen, when we look at our lives, I mean, you get to face many, many people many days of the year, people that come to you with questions, with comments, and so much of what you do, you depend upon what you know as Dr. Carmen Hara in the world, but as well as this incredible intuitive being. How has your intuition guided the track record of your life?
Oh, in an amazing way. It's just such an amazing tool. It's such an ability of the brain that everybody has. And I think in this time, more people open to the intuitive selves than any other time, at least in the last 2,000 years. People acknowledge, hey, I have this ability. Let me use it. Almost everybody calls themselves, I'm a psychic. I think I can see things. I think I can hear that voice telling me. I think I can communicate with another dimension, or I hear my mom on the other side. So this is an ability that can be such a huge instrument in making you understand where you're going, what you need to work on yourself, you know. It is just a magic tool that I think everybody should use.
And everyone has this ability.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's be clear about this.
Yes, everybody has the ability. Like, everybody has the voice. But of course, not everybody's a singer, but we all have the voice. So we all have that bridge between the two hemispheres of the brain, as you know very well. The left hemisphere operates more on the cognitive versus the right side of the brain that operates beyond the linear time. So where the memories are more in the right side of the brain, when Einstein used to say, I have to sleep on the right side of the brain because I want to understand gravity. I will never be able to get it if I sleep on the left side of the brain. So it's like this saying of Einstein became very well known. It all refers to the fact that if you guys pay attention, you know, to tap into the right side of your brain where everything about you exists, everything is written, everything is there, everything you're supposed to go through is already predestined in a way. If you access that, then you will be able to know what's going to happen to you 3 years later or what's going to happen to you at that particular interview that you have next week, or how you're going to achieve your goals, or how you're going to unleash your power within yourself and know more about the people who come into your life and the reason they are there.
This has been an important question for me in my life. I made a decision in January of last year to say yes. And what I mean by that is if someone comes into my life, there is a reason for me to know why they're there. Even someone that may seem like a passing stranger, maybe someone like our caller that is joining us right now. Who's joining us here today on the Dr. Pat Show?
This would be Gail in Tennessee.
Hi, Gail in Tennessee. How are
Hi,
you
Hi, Gail
tonight?
In Tennessee. We love
I'm doing
you.
Fantastic.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Let's get a question to Dr. Carmen for you.
Well, it's not really a question. It's kind of sharing some thoughts about the state of the planet and our journey and our evolution. I do believe that there's always a positive out of the most negative situations.
Absolutely.
If we look for it. I think that all the fires in California, when we look at Mother Earth as a living, breathing thing, even in the biblical book, it states that at this time that we're in, that the earth would rock to and fro as though a woman in travail, which means being in labor, and that's what's going on. You know, people have been warned that they probably should think about being more prepared, maybe even leaving the coast, because things have got to happen in her birthing process. And I think these fires are, well, probably double-fold. One is a lot of people, because there was fires there 4 years ago, and people tried to rebuild, and then the fires come right back over. I've heard, because I talked to a gentleman out there in San Diego today doing my business, and he said there was people who had rebuilt, and the fire came right back through and burned them out again. I would say that someone upstairs trying to tell them something, you know? But I think it's a time that people might want to really reflect on why they're really there. Perhaps it's time to make a move inland farther. Because we're real close to some big changes. How do you feel about that, ladies?
Well, you know, I feel a couple of different ways about it. And I love that you're joining in on this conversation at this level, because I truly believe when we can engage in partnership, and what I mean about that, engage in the partnership ship of knowing and understanding, that more will be revealed. And you know when two or more are gathered that more incredible things happen, correct? So what I want to say is what I watch when I look at the devastation in California as well as what happened in my home city of New York, what I'm struck by in these moments is the incredible power, especially in our nation, the incredible power that we have as human beings to come together.
Mm-hmm.
It is, for me, my heart just opens up. Not that I put my head in the sand or that I walk around like I don't know what's going on, like I'm not a realist, like I've become complacent. That's not the case. for me, I look at the incredible shortage of people, firefighters fighting just incredible devastation.
It is, yeah.
They have not quit.
Mm-mm.
They go every day. I think there was a headline tonight, exhausted.
They're working 20 and 22 hours.
Exactly.
They're sleeping in the trucks and getting back up and going right back out.
You've got to ask yourself this question, though. What incredible power within them,
mm-hmm.
what incredible power within them has them, all of them, the firefighters, the National Guard, whoever it is, what is the incredible power within them that sets forth in times like this, that puts race aside, that puts religion aside, and that truly holds the human being and that level of living so high that other human beings are willing to put themselves on the line?
They're exercising the ability to show that humanity can come together as one to fight for your fellow brother in a, not fight, but to try to save another's possessions and their lives. And they lay their life down for them. It's amazing.
And can't we see the beauty in that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying, Dr. Carmen?
Oh, I completely agree. And I've seen this while I was during the September 11. I've been here in New York, you know, so I'm a New Yorker, so I've seen this. I know exactly what you're talking about. I also believe that between 2000 to 2012, these 12 years are crucial because humanity moves from one stage of evolution to another.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read all the sign, and if you understand, as you said, the biblical sign, if you understand that the Maya calendars
mm-hmm.
ends in 2012, then you understand that something comes to an end. So there has to be like a new beginning.
Right.
But as you said it clearly, you have to look from a positive, from a brighter perspective, and you have to understand there is a new era. When we will celebrate things more than we did in the past, and by coming together, this is the first sign in saying when we come together and we come stronger, it means we can break through it and we can make the world a better place.
Correct, yes. And I think that's where they're at. And that's why we see the financial system falling apart. All those old, worthless things
is falling apart. I mean, nothing works. You're going to see in the
right.
years to come. The presidency doesn't work. The government system doesn't work.
It's
the financial
broke.
System doesn't work. Nothing works anymore.
Yeah, it's all broke.
None of this, you know, institution, they don't work anymore.
Everything seems to be chaotic, but yet
exactly,
there's an order in this chaos.
Exactly, but this chaos is for a reason.
Absolutely.
Yes, as I said it even before, all these events that are happening in the world actually happening to wake us up to the understanding that we go into a transition. It's exactly like we cross the bridge from one stage to another, you know, and it's not easy. We're just on the bridge right now. We're just crossing something. And what bothers me the most is that, unfortunately, media as a means of communication is not talking about it. You know, they're making fun. They're all interested in gossip, in what Angelina Jolie does, you know,
yes.
with Brad Pitt.
Yes.
That's all that media talks about.
Yes.
Instead of talking about, what's going to happen to us, where are we going, the major concern, how can we, you know, stick together, what can we do, what needs to be done. The only one that came in this picture with such a strong voice was more Al Gore. And again, I heard that he was very criticized by some kind of a scientist that won the Nobel Prize with him just because his perspective from a scientific point of view seemed to be different.
Right. And
don't you love our differences, though? I mean, we didn't get to this place by all of us being yes people. I know I didn't. I know my dad and my history of my dad working with the Teamsters Union, you know, fighting for rights in the workplace, you know, myself and coming through the 60s. And, you know, the question that was raised earlier today to me was a question of complacency. You know, have we gotten to the place, Dr. Carmen, have we gotten to this place where when we look out our own windows, when we step out into our own doors, and we actually take a look at what's going around the world.
Yeah, bingo.
It is too much. It is overwhelming for us to even take personal accountability.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that a lot of what's happening now and what we're building up to and what's coming in very short future here is to shake everybody out of their long sleep and say, hey, let's get with it.
Well, let's tell everybody today we can all get with it together. One of the things that I'm struck by in terms of our systems around us breaking down, financial systems and other systems, the thing that I'm so struck by right now is how the dignity of the human spirit prevails.
Yes.
The pictures of people built bonding together, we saw it in New York. And there's one thing that, you know, call me an idealist, but I do not believe you can crush the human spirit. It's not in my consciousness. I hope I never get to the place where I believe that my spirit has been crushed. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, my dear.
Wow. Wow,
yes,
that's
wonderful. The world is as a crossroad today, you know, and man is the creation of God, and we come into a time when we change the way we look at everything. We used to say for 2,000 years, I believe in God. Now we go into a place of knowing God. So we will evolve spiritually when we will be more in tune with the Creator. And it's this transition period when humanity has to face many changes, many natural disasters, earthquakes, and all these wars and everything is part of something that is necessary. Believe it or not, is a process that is necessary. But we emerge stronger and more powerful through the process.
Well, let's look at this for a minute, because I don't know about you, Dr. Carmen, but I certainly know for myself and my own journey. I grew up in a time of what some people would call some of the most incredible turbulence in terms of social change that our country has ever experienced. Everything from the way of racial intolerance to women's rights, to a war that was just not serving us, to protests in the street becoming a regular routine. And what I think people are sensing, I mean, that those times were called the end of the world. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, absolutely.
Times,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We had people, religious leaders coming out, talking about this is the end of the world. This is what, and here we went, and most of the folks that went through that turbulent time, and this is what Carolyn had said today, go through the turbulent times, and here you are, we're just wondering what size, you know, off-road vehicle to get these days. And the question is this, is this because we have become complacent, or, Dr. Carmen, is it because we're getting different media reports? And what I mean by that is you could not turn on the television without getting the real deal about the Vietnam War. Right now, I don't think you get anything about the war, really. Do you?
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely.
So is it that we have become complacent, or do we choose to turn our heads in the other direction and not demand that we get the truth?
I think more the second, you know, than the first.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that is all for a reason. I definitely believe that all these changes that are happening are scaring us. You know, this transitional period that I'm talking about that might still continue to be for a while. I think probably at least 2033 will continue to be in a transition, you know, in a period of transition. To reach that stage of a new awareness and complete transformation probably will take longer than, as we said, it till 2012, probably longer. But I believe that this point in time, it shows that the old system is not working. That our old system, everything, including from the political system down to the financial system, nothing is working. That's why everything is falling apart, creating that state of chaos. And our human laws, our man-made laws, are not fixing the problem anymore. They're not valid anymore. So you see, all of these changes that they have to occur are so overwhelming. And in the midst of everything happening, we pretend this is not happening to us, and we shift our attention into all kinds of insignificant stories.
Well, you know, we are moving, we are shifting, we are changing, we are creating our lives. And the one thing that I can't help is something you talked about. The buck has got to stop here. It's got to stop with you, Dr. Carmen. It's got to stop with me. And perhaps it will stop with our next caller. Who's joining the show right now?
Hi, this is Mark from Albuquerque.
Hi, Mark. Welcome
Hi, Mark.
To the show.
Hello, doctor. Hello, doctor.
Hi, Mark. How's Albuquerque?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful this evening. It's
good.
That's beautiful every day, actually.
Oh, yeah, it is a beautiful place. How can we help you tonight?
Oh, I've been listening to the discussion, and I'd just like to say that thank you both for what you're doing, is putting out the word. Everyone is coming to this realization, and you won't hear it in the major media. You'll never hear it from the major media, just simply because it doesn't make anybody any money.
Mm.
And that's truth as far as it goes, because that's what the major media is about, who can make money from it. And it's the same thing with energy or any of the things that we think of as our problems, is someone won't make enough money, so it's not done. And that's what we have to release now, which is that dependence on this illusion that money is the God, money is the power, and all that. So,
well, we'll come to the realization that money is no more the power, because everything will change, including the monetary system. We're not going to even have nothing. Go back to the 13th century when we used to have when we used to create for the first time the paper money. We didn't have paper money in the past. We used to trade things, you know. I give my wife, you give me a horse, you know. This is the way we used to exchange things in the past. Now you're going to see we're not going to even have money paper in the future, in the years to come. We're going to change completely our health system because it doesn't work anymore. We're going to change everything. You know, we're about to create so many changes so fast that it's incredible. You know, if you look at this world 20 years later, the way the world will look, it's unbelievable, beyond our imagination. You know, when Jules Verne used to talk about flying in the air and going airplanes, we thought, well, that's crazy, it's impossible. Well, we reach a stage of absolutely using our own airplanes. Everybody will have to have that. So because we move so rapidly in a technological direction, we reach such a peak in 20 years. But in the same time, nobody can accept that a woman can be a president in this country, but that has to happen also. So you see, there's so many changes, from the money to the health system to the environment to the technological to the idea of God. We cannot be thinking of different gods anymore, because then we'll continue to go to war. So we have to reach a point and say, okay, God is only one. So we don't kill in the name of jihad. There's no more different gods. So there has to be a unity in the concept of religion. The word religion comes from a Greek word that says united, is unity. So why God has to be separated and divided? Because it only causes suffering and pain and war.
Well, do you think that those firefighters that are walking out there and in that heat, in those flames, are stopping to say, wait a minute, let's find out what the race, religion, or sexual preference was of the person living in this house?
No, I cannot. I agree with you completely, and that's so beautiful, you know. But I'm talking, you know, globally. I'm talking about this conflict that exists between different religions for thousands of years, and this is also part of something that has to come to an end.
It is a time, as you were talking about here, it is time to put the guns down.
True, absolutely.
And that is, you know, for some people, that's a daily prayer and meditation. There are people listening to this show, you know, all of the listeners, I'm sure, are aware that there are so many different conversations on the table. But the biggest question is, when are we going to put the guns down? And I'm saying that, you know, metaphorically and literally, you know.
Well, metaphorically, we should put probably the guns down today, you know. But literally, I think we'll take probably another... I hate to say, probably another 20 years for this to really happen.
Mm.
Well, ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Have a very wonderful evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Dr. Carmen, let's give out some information about your book and your website. I want to make sure that everybody's got that information.
Well, my book, my last book, is called The Trinity of Health. This is my fourth book. My website is actually my name, CarmenHarra, Carmen Harra. The word Harra means in Greek joy and happiness. And in Ayurveda is the most powerful form of therapy. I took this name because I said when you change your name, you change your life around. It has that energy, you know. And the energy that exists within your birth code, you know, the divine code, that energy that exists in your name. So CarmenHarra, CarmenHarra.com. That's my website. They can listen to radio shows. They can see some of my TV shows. They can buy the book. So it's an opportunity to connect with me, and I'm more than excited that I'm here to give. We are all here not to receive. We are all here to give.
And, boy, wouldn't it be a great day on this planet if we all woke up and that was the first thing we thought about as we stepped out of our beds, even before we may be putting on some slippers or stepping onto a cold floor. I mean, it is the small, simple things, Dr. Carmen, that we do, the small, simple things that seem absolutely beyond anything we can imagine that make enormous difference, isn't it?
Enormous. I mean, when you wake up in the morning talking about being aware, the first thing that you should tell yourself, what am I giving? Who am I giving today? You know, what I have to offer to the world. That's why I'm here, to give something. Because everything you have one day goes to someone else, you know. You don't attach. One of the universal laws that says, take care, don't attach in the physical dimension. You don't belong here. You're temporary here. You're here only to learn your lessons. We all belong to God. And I think if we remember this every day, then we can make all of us a difference. And as I said, it's all about giving. And that's what you're talking about, mentioning the firefighters and all those wonderful people out there who sacrifice just to help others.
Well, as you said in the book, it is time to cultivate awareness. It really is. And we've talked about that at many different levels today. I want to make sure everybody knows to check out Dr. Carmen's website. As she said, it's her name, Carmen Harra, CarmenHarra.com. The book is there, many places for folks to get copies of the book, correct, Dr. Carmen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I want to thank you for joining the show today. What a great conversation. I love you so much. I always love connecting with you.
Well, I adore you, Doctor, but I think you made such a difference. And talking about giving, you're that kind of a person that gives so much to the world. And the listener love you. We love you. And I think God bless you for all the work you do for us. You're amazing.
Thank you. And right back at you. I want to thank everyone listening to the show today. And I want to direct you to my website. If you go to www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, make sure you sign up for the newsletter. We're going to be giving away some incredible gifts as we come into this holiday season. We're actually going to be raffling two infrared saunas, but you'll have to be part of our newsletter to do that so that we can do things in a random way. If you go to the website right on the home page, it says Thrive Remember. Just sign up. I don't do anything strange with your emails. I don't sell the list. You'll just be the first to know about shows that are coming up, shows like this with Dr. Carmen Harra, and much more. We've got lots planned for you, a special announcement that we're hoping to be making next week. All of you are involved. I want to thank everybody here for pushing all the right buttons. Dr. Carmen again, and all of the listeners from wherever you live and wherever you walk in this life. Know that you are loved, know that you are blessed, and know that you are the dignity of the human spirit. Until next week, I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We'll see you then. Make it happen.